someone on BuzzHub.info presents The JL Show, starring Luke,
Owen, Shane,
Kian,
Nickel, Jimmy, Johnny,
and Dean.
Can I go whenever, like?
Yeah, go whenever.
I'll give you an intro jingle.
Yeah, do. Oh, the reverb is so bad. I can sit here, like.
No, you missed your cue. Come on.
All right, hello and welcome to JL251. Due to the current coronavirus, we cannot record in our usual studio of the St. Enda's canteen, so there won't be any background noise that drowns out the audio and makes it especially unlistenable.
This will be good enough for you, Lucien. For different reasons.
Largely,
that was great, Toby. Thanks.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Well, guys, it's been a very long 4 years. It's 4 years this week since our final episode was recorded. Honestly, does not feel like it at all.
Final episode for some. Yeah, 4 years since final episode for some.
We all had to repeat the leaving four times.
Never forget that the last thing Dobie ever said on the show was, "Hey, Killian, are you going to Aaron and Leia's thing on Friday?"
Was that actually the last thing I said? That's
hilarious. Yeah, it was.
Of course you would know that, Leia.
What was the first thing I said? I was giving out about some French movie.
No, the first thing you said...
Something with color yellow.
I asked you what your favorite color was.
Yeah, that was it.
Past, and you said...
All right, so this episode is going to be a bit of like a highlight reel where we discuss our favorite moments from the 250 episodes. 250 episodes. You've
that
been
wasn't
on
my
250
plan,
episodes, Leo. There's probably been about 100, maybe 80 episodes.
Yeah.
When did we come in? TY was kind of the 180 range. Was it?
I think it was fifth year.
TY was like
mid hundreds.
60 to 110 was TY.
Okay.
And then 110 to 200 was fifth year. And then 200 to 250 was leaving cert.
Did James come back for 250?
James came back for 249 and 250, yeah.
Oh, very good.
Anyway, we should introduce everyone who's here. So, hello, Lucien, obviously. How are you all getting on? I have risen in the world since you last heard from me. I have my unique brand of irritating, how would we put this? Totally insufferable, manic, hysterical, peer pressure has been accepted very warmly in the wider world, and I am now the vice president of a students' union. So I won this round.
And you graduated from GTI as well. Don't forget that.
I graduated from GTI, which is obviously kind of hard to do.
That's gonna mar your record for the rest of your life.
Exactly.
Or start hanging up on your wall.
In future interviews, like, oh, so what were you doing between the years of 2016 and 2017? It's just blank on your CV.
Nothing.
I just don't remember.
I'd rather claim I was in prison.
In a coma.
In a way, you are.
I'm down with Sultan.
joining me today on the phone is an array of old friends. Firstly, we have... Oh, wait, who am I introducing first? I don't know. Michael's here. Hey.
Hello.
And also, Dopey's here. Hooray.
Hooray.
And Shane's here. Hooray.
Hooray.
And Johnny's here. Hooray.
Hooray.
Hooray. Hooray, Johnny.
So
we may have Barra joining us. Barra's never been on an episode before, has he?
Oh, yeah, he has. He's been on two episodes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
One that was recorded outside Kappa Stores, and one that was recorded in Michael's.
Oh, I remember that one.
I remember the one that was recorded here.
Why do we record one outside Kappa Stores? I can't remember.
Where were you?
What?
Stitcher.
Were we buying ice cream?
Oh, you're right. It was when we were filming Stitcher. Yes, yes, yes.
Stitcher. Quality.
Are we doing an Ebola Zara table read? Or a Stitcher table read?
No, we are going to have an exclusive interview with the Corona Czar later in the show.
Okay.
Keen Ziggins.
Yeah.
Oh, he's Ebola. He has nothing to do with the Corona Czar. A well liked
Corona Czar.
A well liked IP character played by Owen Dovey.
How much longer do we have rights to him for?
We have the rights. Well, the Ebola Czar, the rights ran out last year. That's why he's changed his name to the Corona Czar.
Am I playing Corona Czar?
No, yeah, of course you're Corona Czar, yes.
Well, I'm all right, okay. First, I'm here.
I will send you the script when it is necessary for you to see it.
Okay.
We're also going to be doing a quiz of some stupid quotes from old episodes. We're going to have a special recession edition of Reverse Economics.
Yeah!
We're going to do a game of This Week in JL Show History, and we're going to play a game called Larry Hunt that I'm very excited about.
Okay. Shane, what was that there? You don't like the idea of doing reverse economics again, though?
Oh, I do. And I'm actually qualified this time. I've completed a 4-year economics degree.
Bachelor's degree in commerce.
Does reverse economics have more downloads? Specializing in JL.
Economics.
No, it does not. JL has 4,000 downloads. I just don't think it's possible for reverse economics to beat it. There's only two episodes. There's 250 of this thing.
And it only has 4,000
downloads. Very high quality. Highly produced.
Oh, like 4,000 is episodes. Pathetic when you consider that there's 250 episodes, but it's impressive considering how bad they all are.
Yeah, some of them are just downright unlistenable.
Oh, some of them are. There's one of the later episodes where the recording got corrupted and I couldn't, upload it to the cloud. So I just played it through my headphones and recorded it on another device.
That's hilarious.
I think I remember that.
But you know what?
Lord.
I never let anything stop me.
I think I remember you being so unbelievably like you were so defensive as well. You were like, sure, it's grand, it works like.
Never underestimate the denial of abilities of a man who wants to reach 250 episodes by the 20th of May.
Credit where credit is due, though. You have been, very committed to the JL show and, reaching 250 episodes. But having said that, at some point you're kind of dragging it out and kind of butchering it a little bit at some point.
I think it got better as it went on.
It did, but then it had lows and then highs and then further lows.
I think it says a lot about me that I was able to be so irritating about forcing people to record that with me. And yet, none of you really abandoned me as friends. I kind of kept people around. So, I don't know. So there was some charm to it. People weren't scared away by it, really.
Can I tell the story of my first? I'm kind of getting a bit nostalgic, actually. Not so much for the JL show, but just secondary school and how the JL show was a part of that. My first experience with the JL show, Lucy and James Dean, Marcus, maybe you would sit in the three of you would sit in a specific table in the canteen. I remember walking by and I remember seeing you had the iPod Classic and then you had that attachment for the microphone. You remember that, Lou? Yeah,
right, I thought he froze there for a second.
Yeah, I do.
And he used to cover it with a blank A4 page because he was worried that Miss Quinn would...
Or Mr. O'Sullivan.
It was mostly Mr. O'Sullivan, yeah.
I have
you
a game.
You go out there late at night.
There's a little quiz of quotes that people...
He hangs off one of the arms.
...episodes. These are some very funny quotes, and I want you to tell me who said each of these quotes, okay?
Is it just between all five of us?
It could be anyone who's ever appeared on the JL show.
Okay.
Oh, man.
A lot of people.
Is that including the canteen background noise?
No. It's, you could say that. No, it's anyone who...
was on the show.
No, I won't say actively. Anyone who was on it enough that you could make out the words they were saying clearly.
All right.
So they were credited.
That narrows it down to about 10 episodes.
Well, no, they weren't Were they all named? No, I'm not promising that. People who were thought about what they were saying. Okay. First of all, who said, the show is awful. Oh, it's so bad. Don't watch it. Don't watch it.
Well, damn it. That sounds like me, because I would be the one who says, don't watch it, to something you listen to.
I think it sounds like a young Michael.
No, because Michael would have known that you listen to a podcast, right?
Yeah, shit.
It's Dara Clifford.
No.
Anyone else?
I feel like it's me.
Come on, James.
You've guessed, yeah. Right?
Maybe it's Johnny.
No, it definitely wasn't me. But all right.
Well,
I don't know. It almost sounds like something Killian might say, like, kind of, I don't know.
The show is awful.
Static way.
It's so bad. Don't watch it. Don't watch it. Was a quote from Larry.
Oh, I just nearly drew likeness to myself. And
I'm hanging up. I'm hanging up.
who said, it's Lucien's half birthday and I want to give him a surprise? I've baked him a cake full of almonds.
Who would, first of all, know that it's Lucien's half birthday?
Well, everyone did.
There's big tell.
Because he told Lucien everyone.
Make sure, oh, right. No.
There's big Dolby energy off that quote.
Yeah. Like, why end on we ended on an even number. Why we can now issue a 252? Because we kind of end on an odd number.
Look, this quarantine could go on for a couple of years. We'll be doing 252 before you know it. Don't worry.
Just reassure it.
It's like, I just love the way Dolby decides, you know what? Best time to say this is mid-episode.
Yeah. I realized that this should be left in the past, this entire podcast. Should be left in the past.
It's just like, hello, welcome to 251. Actually, hang on.
He's going to hit the big self-destruct button on his laptop.
I want somebody to tell me who baked me a cake full of almonds for my half birthday.
I feel like you're missing the point, Lou. We're trying to
bake it for yourself, Lou.
Dealing with a larger issue.
Lilo baked the cake.
No,
Keen
Seguin said it. He never. There was no actual cake, but he said it.
Yeah.
Right, next quote. Lucien is like Abed.
That end quote.
That actually raises a good question. Which community character from original cast are we?
I think there's better questions. Like, who said that?
I think I'm Pierce.
Who said it? I said it.
I think Toby's Pierce. I think.
Yeah.
But like a very neutral Pierce, because Pierce is racist.
More than Abed.
I'm just going to fire up my impressions. So, Mike, you're probably Shirley. Shane, you're probably Annie. We don't have a Jeff, unfortunately, in our group. See, Johnny.
Detroit.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Whoever Mike Herman Trout is.
Lucy, I don't know who you are either.
I think I'm Britta.
Dean.
Yeah, Britta.
Vice
Dean.
Academic Affairs.
And annoying and kind of charming, but barely.
Hey.
But you have Abed's sensibilities for film.
I know. I have Abed's like kind of tics.
Parental issues.
Look at the dean.
What's the quote? Who said it?
This game sucks.
Like, you're kind of just derailing it at every opportunity.
I know.
It's definitely
who said it? Who said it?
Shane said it.
Oh, I. One of me.
Right. Next quote. Fair City is shite.
What Fair City characters are we?
Yeah. I don't know any of them, but that'd be
pretty bad. I can't name a single one.
Was that me?
Yeah.
No,
probably.
That wasn't you.
Was it me?
No.
I mean, like 2015 or 16, me would have called a show shite when I haven't watched it or even know what it is.
Johnny said Fair City is shite.
Did I say that?
Johnny the Blaster Man.
Very early on. Right, now, who said, "Are you naked, Shane?"
Lou.
I mean, who hasn't?
I believe the question was, Shane, why are you naked?
Oh. I don't know. Did I say it about myself?
No.
Michael was I deep it. In thought?
Like, I said it.
Michael said it, yeah.
Michael
what
said
was
it.
The context?
We were on a hangout, and I think Shane was like probably, I don't know, wearing shorts or something.
Oh, right.
I don't know.
No, I was probably naked. Right.
Next quote. You can stop doing this podcast anytime you want, you know.
You?
No.
Yeah. Was it directed at you?
Yes.
Was it me?
Nope.
Damn.
It was Anna Fitzgerald.
Ah, that's classic. That actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I was going to say maybe it was like someone that, you know, wasn't actively in it.
Some of these are from weirdos. Right, next one. At least he's more popular than you, and Michael has more listeners than you.
Oh, I know somebody who'd know there's more listeners.
Oh, shit.
At least he's more popular than you, and Michael has more listeners than you.
Is that Dobie?
Nope.
Yeah, no, it definitely wasn't me.
Think pettier.
Lilu.
Nope.
Ah, Lucian.
Are you engaging to say whoever it is petty?
It was James Boren.
What was he referring to, though?
He was referring to the YouTuber Fred, who I was insulting. And James said, at least he's more popular than you, and Michael has more listeners than you. And I responded, being popular doesn't mean anything, James. Joseph Kony is popular.
Oh, you fairly destroyed him there, actually. Respect. But what did you, like, what listeners on what? What did Mike have more listeners on?
Talks About Tech. Talks About Tech Weekly.
Oh, I forgot about Talks About Tech.
What was the one you never started, but you were meant to? The one with the nice graphic.
The 98%.
The humans are dead.
Humans are dead.
I actually made an episode of it.
Already?
Yeah, I just left it there because I made an executive decision.
Executive. Is Talks About Tech still available?
No.
Oh, so it's a bit like Lucian's SoundCloud album.
I have some Talks About Tech episodes saved.
They're they're very rare. I think I have all of them.
I have like three. I also broadcast most of one on an episode of the JL show just to fill time once.
Fill an episode.
Oh. God.
Oh my god. No, you can get them all on archive.org.
Alright, cool. Okay, next quote. Right. Don't press that. No, don't press that. Let go.
You said that.
Nope. None of these are me.
Oh. Sorry.
Definitely rings a bell.
Difficult one to figure out.
Definitely rings a bell.
Dean Lerner.
Nope. I'll give you a clue. There was a physical task being carried out at the time that was becoming extremely stressful and worrying. Nope.
I was like, nope.
So it wasn't an episode in the school.
It was.
Where were we when we were doing it? What was the location?
Was that present?
Outdoors.
So I assume I wasn't present then.
You might have been around. I think you were all probably around.
Okay.
Don't press that. No, don't press that. Let go, let go, let go, let go. All right. One more clue. The person who said this was like, I don't know their name. This is the only time that we met them. But they had, you know, a good reason to be saying that. And it was directed at me.
So wait, you don't know their name. So I don't know. Supposed to guess their name.
Wow.
No, but don't touch that. Don't touch that.
You don't need to know their name. You can just say what their what their purpose was. What their
the teacher.
It was an individual with a goal.
Lou was holding a trigger to set off a bomb. At the time,
that bomb is called sending all these episodes to Larry. Okay, I'll tell you who it was. It was the driving instructor.
Oh yeah.
I wasn't there for that. I secretly recorded my driving in the car.
Yeah, I remember.
I just remember you revving all the way up. You panicked and you just floored it. I think you were in neutral though, so it was all right.
Day he was shitting a brick.
It's quite funny, actually.
Last two quotes here. Do them quickly. Number one, Shane is a prick.
Owen.
Nope.
Oh, really?
I mean, come on.
I've definitely said that.
Everyone at some point.
That was said by Kean Siggins.
Oof.
Oh.
Oh, people.
You got back from Switzerland.
Really?
Yep.
Said that live on the show.
Perhaps in jest, but yeah, he did say it live on the show.
Huh.
Shane, you're not a prick.
I think he was joking.
We had a great time in Switzerland.
Recorded episodes in Switzerland.
It felt, the way he said it, it felt as if it was like a running gag that you guys had had while you were there, because he kind of said it and Mike was kind of like,
oh, shit, I think it is.
Okay, it must have been.
Were them Clash the Kerber guys calling me a prick all the time?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Like, there was your man, Big Ginger guy, and then the other lad.
Kev. There's a guy called Kev.
I don't know who Kevin was, but he seems like an ass. What was the second name?
I can't remember her name.
He was annoying.
They were the year above us, right? Or, right. No, they were the even cert.
One or the other.
Yeah.
One or the other.
Well, all right. Same thing. Quote. We were interested.
Final quote. It appears a wild Connor Elliott has sprung from the trees.
I said that.
Yes, you did. Good job. Yeah. Right. Moving on.
As you can tell, it's probably the funniest show of all time with all our amazing quotes. Exactly.
Great. Do you have your tin whistle, Shane?
Oh, no, it's downstairs. Why, what do you want me to play?
I want you to do a little bit of music for the Corona Czar interview.
Oh, do you want the...
You know how...
Gannon, Paul Bear.
Ebola Czar plays... Ebola Czar plays a bit.
Okay, yeah, I'll be back.
Right, I'm sending the Corona Czar script into the WhatsApp group there. Mike, you'll be interviewing the Corona Czar. Joby, you'll be playing the Corona Czar. And you guys can just read the start and then you can ad-lib the rest. Have fun.
Great. Yeah, I'm not doing this.
Why not?
I feel like I've matured since... secondary school, maybe.
No, you haven't. Read the fucking script.
I did, and yeah, no. Can I bequeath the role to someone else?
Sure.
Okay.
I'd rather not, but sure.
Like, it's weird. I don't want to associate with myself 4 years ago.
When did you discover this about yourself?
Just always hated myself, I think.
All right.
Are we starting?
Yeah, Dobie's protesting, so you're going to have to be the Corona Czar.
That's not how it works.
It's all or nothing. We are delighted to be joined now on the JL Show quarantine special by the one and only Corona Czar.
Or Ebola Czar.
Ebola Czar.
Somebody read the damn lines.
Lines.
Johnny, will you do it?
Yes. Where are they?
They're in the WhatsApp group.
Oh. Okay. Clip the rest. So wait, whose lines am I meant to be reading?
You're doing Dobie's lines.
I'm doing Dobie's lines.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Are we?
You go for it.
Okay. No, excuse me. That is no longer my name. Did you do that one?
No, that's good.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes. Apologies. The one that I called you the first time is your name. By the former Ebola Czar, now known to be Corona Czar.
Indeed, I am the Corona Czar. All other fuck yourselves.
No, fuck yourself.
Fuck yourself.
Of course. Mr. Czar, I have a few questions for you regarding your approach to finding and eliminating the coronavirus, as he is currently running rampant across Ireland and the rest of the world. Who wrote this?
Me.
Did you write this 7 years ago in anticipation?
Pretty fucking...
Not 7 years ago, it was 6 years ago.
Yeah, well, we all know that. The founder of Microsoft predicted coronavirus.
Oh, God.
Oh. And what did he do about it? Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing. He stood on a stage and gave out about it.
Yeah. Right, well, that was a disaster. Let's move on.
Yes.
Running out of
just kids. That one particular segment was a disaster.
Yeah.
As well. Or that.
Yeah. Like, it was never going to go well when the original cast kind of dropped out last minute.
Yeah. Replacements are never as good as the real thing.
Why couldn't we just have a normal conversation like we did last week? That was amazing.
We weren't recording it.
Why, though?
Because we are inherently boring people and non-scripted activities are not pleasing for...
This was a lot of fun. Scripted
activities are pretty shit too there.
I had a lot of fun last week.
Yeah, last week was fun. This is a one-off experiment and we can go back to the old last format next week.
Without to be honest, this kind of feels like giving CPR to a dead cat.
No, giving
CPR... My usual Saturday night, you mean?
Giving CPR... be like, guys, we're bringing it back. We're doing it every week. I feel like doing a one-off 4 years after we ended is fair enough. Like,
I love you all. We really should move on from that chapter in that book.
All right, next up,
the book of life.
Speaking of things that we've moved on from, it's time for reverse economics.
Yeah. Okay, this one thing I won't let die. I see Shane has his mic muted in anticipation. And he's talking without realizing his mic is muted.
I think he's talking to someone in the room.
Oh, it makes sense. Well, I do like a really bad lip syncing of Shane conversation.
What? What are you talking about?
No, Mom, I did change my underwear. Man, I hope he muted me as well. You're going to do the reverse economics jingle, Shane.
Yes, so you go.
I think the perfect jingle would just be blow as loud as you can or as hard as you can into the Fathog's Don.
It's just a descending scale, like the economy.
Oh. That's smarter than the entire show.
You know what the actual theme song is, don't you?
No.
What is it?
It's the Matthew McConaughey Wolf of Wall Street scene.
Yes, I thought it was.
Oh, yeah.
Funny.
Oh, I can't do this. That's the economy. The economy is dead.
It's the only thing you can play.
Yeah. And the old band tune from school. There you go.
Come on.
What?
So what Shane, that just it's been talking.
Well, price of oil dropped below zero there the other day. What's your take on that, Dobie?
Below zero, what? They're giving it away for free, are they?
No, they pay you to buy it.
Duh.
Take it.
No, I'm not joking. That's actually what's happening.
Okay.
Because Saudi Arabia and
really
Russia,
the economy, Shane,
started a price war. And they're supplying too much. And also with the coronavirus, people aren't using enough oil. So all like America stores its oil in these reservoirs in like Oklahoma. And because nobody's buying it and it's so cheap from like Saudi Arabia, the reservoirs are just filling up and overflowing. So they're literally paying people to take oil off them. So
today's episode, you know, the topic is oil, so we'll be discussing alternative uses for oil to boost the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Shane, drink it.
You can drink it, yes.
Yeah, only once though.
it's an alternative to swimming pool water.
Don't have any gravy?
It's more dense, so it'll float. It's good for that. Like if you fill your pool with it and then throw your raft on top of it or whatever, it'll... oil mattresses.
Yeah.
Generally, anything with water that's not for consumption.
Mm. Make a whole bunch of Vaseline.
If you want to recreate a natural disaster, well, a human
really
disaster.
Big slip and slide.
There you go.
Heard it's good for the joints.
Good for the joints.
That was hitting before. Probably uses paint.
No, it's oil, not paint.
Well, aren't oils used as paint? Isn't that a type of paint?
It's paints.
Oil paints, yeah, I suppose. Burn it. Just fucking burn it.
Dump it in your neighbor's land, poison his water supply.
Put it in your own land.
Fuck it, everyone.
Finally stop that squeak in my chair.
Yeah. Smell the fumes off it.
Oh yeah.
Have a good time.
Kill some birds, just dump it in the ocean. They love to swim in it.
You could. A dolphin infestation.
Yeah.
Give it to the homeless.
Give it to the homeless. You could use it to make piano keys.
We can drive their cars, yeah.
This is so bad. Why couldn't we just do it last week? That was fun.
Don't worry, we're getting a disruptor in a minute. I've invited somebody else on.
Have you?
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, like we don't have enough of a role going for an extra guest.
No, they might.
We're not in our group.
I'd say they might revive the episode, but the episode was dead from the beginning. So. That was so much fun last week when we played that game. Can we play it again this week?
We just played the drawing game.
Yeah,
no, we're not doing the drawing game on the podcast. It's so bad.
Just forget about the podcast, Lucian. This is crap.
I will not forget about it.
Oh, it's Gemma.
Here we go.
You had my hopes up.
Here's a disruptor.
In fairness, I'll take it. It's one of the better options it could have been.
Hi.
Hi, Gemma.
This is a complete train wreck.
Mike's called you a train wreck.
No, just letting you know what you're walking into.
Okay, that's cool.
Do you have anything interesting to say at all, please?
The whole idea of the JL show?
What? What'd you ask?
Is that not the whole idea of the JL show? It's a train wreck. I thought that was your whole deal.
You just insulted 6 years of Lucy.
I mean...
He's like, present. I can say what I want.
Yeah. We have discovered that our youth is gone anyway.
All right, I'm doing it. Will I pull up a Kahoot quiz?
Gemma just got here.
Yeah, will we do a quiz?
No. It's not a podcast, let's do a quiz.
It is a podcast.
Show some leadership now.
We still haven't announced where a certain person who will remain nameless is hiding.
Ah, it's Gemma's house.
Gemma's.
For fuck's sake, of course it is.
He didn't know of his house.
Who is hiding?
We're not allowed to say.
Yeah, no, this
anymore.
Yeah.
We've lost the rights to me.
This sucks.
We were meant to do...
GDPR complaint, Gary.
We were meant to do an Ebola Czar sequel called Corona Czar, and at the last second, Dobie decided he didn't want to play the Corona Czar.
Hang on. I decided I didn't want to play it. I never agreed to play it.
You signed a 5-year contract.
That included the sequels.
Yeah, 2 sequels, actually. Right, I guess it's counts as a reboot, so it's not technically a sequel. So
I'm gonna.
He's got some leverage there.
And we're gonna do a Kahoot quiz.
No, Dobie, you're getting too much blue light.
That's good. I'm gonna head out from this crap anyway.
Wild how Lucian's face just doesn't move. It's like a statue.
Exactly. Mm. I'm a ventriloquist now. Dobie, show her your glasses.
Oh, stop. Glasses do things to me.
Okay.
Oh, no. Show them.
I'll wait in one sec. I just want
to... My wisdom tooth is coming down, so I'm trying to self-medicate with alcohol.
Wow.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I was in work, and my boss just kept on giving me espresso martinis. I was taking my Nurofen Plus with espresso martinis.
So you're not working like a childcare thing?
No. I work in a play center, but we're there's no kids there. We're just using the kitchen to provide sandwiches for the test center. But tonight I was doing takeaway in the restaurant. So there was alcohol on tap, so it was great.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, when is it a play center? Why do you have information that I don't, Shane?
I thought you said she worked with Tussler or something before.
No, I worked with Tisa last summer. God.
But we did the same quiz as last week.
No, fine.
You guys had a quiz last week without me.
Yeah, well, we do it. Like, there is other quizzes we could do, but we do the same one as last week.
We played the drawing game.
the drawing game
is fun.
Yeah, can we just do the drawing game?
We could do it after.
Yeah, we'll do the quiz. We won't do it. I'll pick a different quiz.
Maybe I should start, like, making custom words.
What are you drinking?
Copperberg. Fake Copperberg.
Oh, his face is moving.
Yeah. Did not notice? He has the bad facial hair again.
But he looks like Adam Driver. It's so creepy.
Told me about it.
I purposely haven't liked some TikToks because the facial hair makes me feel uncomfortable.
It hasn't filled out the way he thought it would, I don't think.
Yeah, Shane's It was looking fine.
I overachieved, but it's still not good.
You have enough fish there for the both of you.
Yeah.
I never expected to get much out of it, and frankly, I'm happy with it right now. It's providing me with some
sensory. Oh, well, you should see my legs. I tell you. Forests.
Nice.
These are the things you get away with during quarantine. It's great. No one's judging.
I mean, same.
Yeah, it sounds impressive for a man because of societal expectations. It takes a lot to have forests on your legs as a woman.
Mine are shaved, actually.
for your GA.
Mm. Neck down, just.
I dated a cyclist before, and he did do that.
Yeah, because if you like fall on a bike and cut yourself, it's better to not have hair on your legs.
No, I think it's for like quick speeds, because the hairs, wind gets trapped in between the hairs.
Maybe it's just itchy in the lycra.
Yeah, that's probably number one reason. Toby, are you
getting
this right?
Yeah, we're about to go.
Is it on Kahoot? Are we Kahooting?
It's high tech shit.
In mind that this is like audio based.
Oh, do I need to get this on my phone or is there a website? Is there a website?
You can Kahoot.it, is it? Yeah.
Get on the.
Get on my phone on the website.
Yeah, you can do it on your website.
We used to play this in school.
We used to do it in college.
Yeah.
Some of us went to school in the 90s.
No. Some of us went to Desh schools, okay?
Desh schools, yeah.
Nice little Friday. Oh, the piss course.
Right.
I don't know how to fit this on my computer without getting rid of the cameras as well. So.
Schools, mate. The fucking averages and shit.
What?
Or were you looking at the Gary Gannon graphs? No?
I wasn't.
He tweeted, was it him that was tweeting like the distribution of leaving cert points based on income? Yes. Still there?
Everybody's here.
I'm just blowing up my phone. Sorry.
Why is there two Lucians?
You'll never know.
Double the chances of winning.
I got my most successful TikTok.
There's chill Lucian and then there's formal Lucian.
Oh no. Who's pretending to be me?
Dane.
I think I'm not sure which one I am. I think I'm the chill one. Because I'm only using one hand to type, so I think I did lowercase. Yes, I am.
Alright, we're good to go.
Am I there? There we go.
Hygiene. Oh good lord.
Good at that.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
My uncle got this wrong.
You brush your teeth. Toby, can you read out the questions for the listeners?
How many times each day should you brush your teeth? One time each day, two times each day, six times each day, every other day?
And the option I would have picked isn't there.
So someone got it wrong.
Who got it wrong?
It was me. My mouse randomly clicked.
What they all say.
Yeah, you had this problem last week as well.
The correct answer was two times each day.
Well done, Lucian.
Winning.
Oh, I forgot. It's winning. Speed, isn't it?
How often should you wash your hands?
Prior,
A, B, and C. After sneezing or coughing, after handling raw meat, or my thing is blocking it.
Like, A is kind of self-referential. What's going on there?
Or contaminant.
Oh, shit, yeah.
I think it's just all of the above.
All of the below.
A implies that you don't do it after using the restroom if A is true.
Yeah, that's what I... Ah, no!
Like, A implies A is true, but A is A.
Right. Toby, you've just informed me that it is not necessary to wash your hands after using the restroom.
A, B. Oh, yeah. That's funny. I didn't make this quiz, just so you know. But that actually is quite funny.
Wait, is this one of your health and safety lecture slides?
No.
It absolutely is.
No, this is
on an MCQ.
Yeah.
This is on the public page. How often should you wash your body?
More like,
why am I clicking my mouse? I have my phone here.
How often should you rock your body for the break of day? Answer me.
I love the clip art. People don't use clip art enough anymore.
No, I got it wrong.
Once a week?
Every other day.
Of course you got it wrong.
Once a week.
I said every other day.
I mean, the days have kind of been blending into each other.
Okay, well, you said once a week then.
Definitely, Michael.
Just the mouse.
It's not that guy.
It's that bloody mouse, I tell you now.
Oh, sure.
Ooh, controversial one here.
How often should you wash your hair?
It depends on the type of hair you have.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're not supposed to answer. Well, I only shower once a week, so I guess that's kind of... There's two answers here.
Oh, yeah, actually. I mean, this is according to who?
What?
No, fuck off.
Yeah.
No, I got it right. Not at all.
No,
that's wrong.
That's bad incredible. For your hair.
You gotta get those oils.
Yeah.
Enough
twice, there. Max.
All right, this quiz sucks. Whoever made it, I'm just gonna quit.
Please do,
Dobie. Don't use deodorant ever. It's bad for the environment.
You can use roll-on. Roll-on.
Well, that clip art kind of looks like roll-on.
My man brought home Calvin Klein perfume for me from work because she got the highest sales. It was great. So I just thought I'd share. Oh, shit, I thought we were cancelling this.
Everyone,
my battery's running out.
We will never know the... Oh, shit, I stopped to share. We'll never know the answer.
I just got told I was right. Practice it every morning before school.
I have that 48-hour protect stuff, though, like so.
That is not 48 hours.
Well, sorry.
Oh, Shane is wearing his shorts.
I actually have one on pants in. Wait, have I been kicked out of the game?
Because Dobby's no longer running the game.
Yeah, that quiz sucked. I want to pick a stupid quiz. That was just bad quiz.
Just.
Oh!
There you
go. Oh!
Mike, you can do that quote again.
Fuck off, Shane.
And you're a prick.
Shane is a prick.
Yeah.
What was the other quote?
I found the perfect quiz for us all.
Stop.
Everybody, be ready to punch in the codes. We're about to do this.
Dobie should host the chase. This is fantastic.
He's like a young Bradley Walsh.
Is
Dobie, do you actually have Galwegian's Zoom account?
The reason it's Galwegian's is because the first time I used Zoom was for like an extended family thing, so we're the only ones based in Galway, so we're just like, the Galwegian's, because there was three of us. I don't think I have it registered as a name.
I can change everybody's name, though.
Oh.
Yeah, so I think it's just a nickname. Can everyone see that again?
I was able to change mine before I even joined.
There you go. Thanks. I just changed my name.
22435.
Yeah, my sister's friend had her set to Big Dyke, and then she had a college seminar, and she couldn't change it. She didn't know how. This is joined his Big Dyke.
I mean, it depends what kind of lecture you have. If you had a Martin Maloney type, you'd probably think it was great.
Corona vibes.
Is everyone there? Are they?
No.
Whoever picked the changing colors design should get some kind of design award.
It's very nice. It's very smooth. Yeah.
Not really. It's a bit of a headache. Well, I'm assuming everyone is there.
How do you get a headache with your glasses there?
Yeah, stick on the glasses, Dobie.
Allergic
Ooh,
rainbows.
Family and Friends edition.
Oh, God.
Oh, fucking hell.
You're doing...
Oh, no. The lead cert was cancelled.
Ah, this is bollocks.
Now they're hosting the lead cert, guys.
No!
Oh, no,
sure, gives you the fucking
like
a... formula.
Yeah, I know, but they
can... Yeah, though.
Why is it moving?
Let me just whip out my calculator.
I didn't have to do this.
What?
What? Were you math?
I did pass maths and pass Irish, yeah.
I just can't I can't do maths without a calculator anymore.
I did well.
I got it, I think.
Oh, wait.
Did we explain to the listeners what is happening?
The episode is scrapped. There isn't going to be a JL251.
Oh, we can say all about it.
What?
Yeah,
it's minus 1.5.
Did I
minus 6 over minus 4. Minus 6 over 4.
Oh, maybe I fucked it
up.
Well, Lucien goes at the quickest. What the fuck? That's wild.
Another slope of the line.
Oh, it's other Lucien, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not Lucien. I'm coronavirus.
Oh, my.
Is this all going to be these?
I quit. I'm not doing this.
You're rapist.
Is this a linear line?
I'm having real throwbacks to Johnson being like, just differentiate.
Is this a linear function? I can't tell.
I don't even care anymore.
No, who cares? Everyone quit the quiz and then he has to stop it.
Yeah, this is poor. It was funny at the start.
Yes, four.
It is four, yes.
Yeah.
We'll find out the answer. All right, now it's four.
Yeah.
I definitely put in four and not a quarter.
Oh, fuck. I can't get rid of stupid Kahoot.
There's 24 of these questions.
No, I don't.
Yeah, no, you're just not bringing them. Get something good.
Fine, we'll just do the quiz I already made.
Can we just do the drawing game? The episode's not happening.
Can we just do the drawing game? That's fun. That was so much fun last week.
Was the episode happening before or was it already a failure?
It was already a failure.
Utter catastrophe.
Dobie made sure it was buried in the ground.
I didn't make sure. I kind of took care of itself, to be honest.
Do a little game called This Week in JL Show History.
No.
Still going.
it's bordering on sad at the moment.
2012 in JL Show History.
It always borders on sad.
In 2012,
you guys able to get the...
I was...
No, fuck it.
You're on. Or what?
You're scribbling.
I don't know. I mean, I have it set up, but... I'll send the link in WhatsApp, and then...
I'm not on WhatsApp.
Ah, shit.
What?
Well, you're not invited then.
Well, I am on WhatsApp, but like...
You can send the link in the chat here.
And then she'll have to write it out manually.
Is everyone in the Temple Boy group, no?
No,
I'm not in that.
Lucien, come forward on the link to me.
No, add Johnny to the Temple Boy group and then post it in there. I'll do that now.
Temple Boys.
But there are other people in that group as well.
Oh yeah, like Claude is in that group.
Sure, if they join, they join.
Yeah, like it. More the merrier.
Lucien, I'm very tempted to post the Zoom link on Reddit somewhere.
Post on Twitter and see if anyone joined.
I don't have Twitter.
Not you.
They'll just send it immediately.
This week in JL Show History. In 2012, I was in a hotel room in Limerick, and we did a Skype episode where all the other people were like playing Minecraft, but I wasn't, so I was just kind of talking to myself while they were all shouting at each other about game stuff, so that was fun. This week...
I'm going to get another beer, because I clearly need it.
Okay. This week, 2013. I don't know what I was doing this week in 2013.
2013.
The Pope had just changed and Kim Jong-un had just come into power, and those were the big stories. We were also doing the junior cert. This week in 2014, it was it was the end of TY. We had just filmed A Tale of St. Enders, and we were just kind of chilling, and Michael went to Spain, and yeah, it was just the end of TY. It was just a chill time. End of 2015 season, or this week of 2015 season, we were doing the 200th episode. It was also the week that gay marriage became legal in Ireland, and Vincent Brown had just been on the podcast because I secretly recorded him without permission. We did a lot of stuff about the Class War Double Double video, and Dean left and I sang the See You Again remix. And this week in 2016, we did our final episode, episode 250. It was released on the 20th of May, 2016, the day before Shane's birthday.
You!
4 years ago this week, and in the four years... May 20th, 2016. And in the 4 years since, I've all gone through various degrees of third level education. I've done the year in GTI, 3 years in DCU, but we're still friends doing a podcast, and I think that's lovely. All right. That was this week in JL Show history. Does anyone have anything else they want to wrap up the show with?
This was a waste of time. Like, I actually robbed time and been pissed off over it.
Talk about
it. Could have been playing Scriblio.
By the way, guys, there's a pandemic. If you don't know about it, you should probably look it up.
It's really bad. So Dolly, what time are we wasting?
My own.
You have time to be wasted.
Probably Google the coronavirus because it's really bad and you should find out about it. Okay.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Coronavirus.
Coronavirus.
What is it?
COVID-19.
COVID-19, baby.
COVID-2019.
Yeah. So,
not the 19th. Coronavirus.
So thank you for tuning in to episode 251.
If you've made it to the end.
I guess.
Nobody made it to the start, Shane.
You're very pessimistic, Dobie. What's gotten into
you? This is so bad. Yeah. This is a waste of time.
The only depression we get him today.
We could have just done what we did last week, which was fun. And you had to waste my time and record crappy episodes.
You can hang up. We're having a good time.
Yeah, but no, we're going to do the Scribble.
Are you having a good time?
I'm going to play Scribble now.
I'm having a good time.
Thanks for
checking. Anyone have custom words to throw in the chat there?
Thanks to the five of you for joining us.
Where is the link, Johnny?
Yeah, throw in all our names.
All our names?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to... We'll be back at some point in the future.
Oh, I will be.
Whenever the next pandemic is.
It'll probably be in person, hopefully. It'll hopefully have a few more people on it. May or may not have Dobie. Hopefully it'll be like a year at least from now.
Maybe send that link.
But anyway, I enjoyed this.
Same. I'll do my... Yeah. It's good. It's good to be back.
Good to be back. And
Colson.
What's everybody up to? Where's everybody? Shane on Twitter. ShaneK909.
Yeah. I have occasional but quality tweets.
What is Michael up to? Michael doesn't have any podcasts recently. That's
weird. He has an Instagram now.
Gemma, I posted the link in the Zoom chat.
You can hear all these people on regular episodes of Where's the Damn Sequel returning soon. So thanks everybody for tuning in.
Ooh.
And come back soon. More pod for your buck on the JL show. Thank you. Goodbye.
Johnny, is your private room gone? Is this?
No. Someone just joined.